Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. This week, he's taking a look at some changes to state legislation pertaining to marijuana.
Yeah, I keep thinking about something that Jonathan Singer, the representative from Longmont here in the Colorado legislature, told me one time. I asked him, I said, you know, how long is it going to take to get the pot rules and regulations in place? And he said, well, We're still doing alcohol. It's almost 100 years later, so I'm sure that that's going to be happening. This particular one is interesting. Since I don't buy marijuana online or anything, I actually go to a dispensary and buy it legally. Senator Irene Aguilar of Denver is sponsoring a bill to make it illegal to advertise marijuana on Craigslist if you're not a licensed dealer. I didn't know this was going on, but Aguilar says that authorities found more than 690 ads on Craigslist for marijuana, almost all of it being sold outside of the regulated market. Fascinating. You know, I didn't know this, and obviously a lot of people are taking advantage of it. And if we remember that under former President Obama, there was the memo to states that said to keep marijuana out of the black market. Now, we don't know what the Trump administration might do about that, but the state is pretty serious about this. It would like to eliminate the black market. Very difficult in the long run because, like these ads are, it's more a gray market than actually a black market. You know, it's actually a real thing going on. And it's a crime to sell pot without a license in Colorado, but it's not illegal to place an advertisement. And I guess people who do this are hoping that nobody will notice, you know, that the authorities just won't notice. If there's 690 ads that they found on Craigslist, there's probably more. And so the bill would make it illegal to put up an ad on Craigslist or anywhere else online unless you're a licensed seller of marijuana. I think that's probably a pretty good deal. But a fascinating, you know, to know that it's a crime to sell, but not to put up an ad, and people are taking advantage of that.
Well, obviously, there still is a black market here in Colorado. We've talked about that in the past, and this sounds like one more way to try and stem that flow of illegal cannabis.
Yeah,
it's
going to take a while, you know, but some of the prohibitionists have said, well, they haven't gotten rid of the black market. Well, when a black market's been going for 50, 75 years, pretty difficult to get rid of it completely, especially since we had the caregiving system in place for like 10 years, unlicensed and unregulated. So the second thing I wanted to talk about was a Supreme Court decision, Colorado Supreme Court decision, and it was about how police deal with marijuana that they seize in raids. It started with a 2011 arrest of a medical marijuana patient in Colorado Springs. He was accused of having more pot plants than allowed. He was later acquitted, but he lost more than 60 pounds of marijuana that they had been seized, and it was returned to him moldy. And so in a 2013 decision by a lower court, this court said that police officers can't simply destroy pot after they take it as evidence in a case. Instead, they have to care for it either by keeping the plants alive if they seize plants or returning dried marijuana in usable form. Well, this has infuriated law enforcement because what law enforcement says is that it stops them or hinders them from actually looking into black market marijuana and looking into these situations, because if they bust them and they have 200 plants or 400 plants, then they're going to have to take care of those plants. So there's good arguments one way or the other, but the highest court in a 4-3 decision, this is pretty contested, they said that that no longer do they have to take care of the marijuana that they seize. And one other interesting point is the decision was written by Justice Allison Ide, who has been mentioned as a possible Supreme Court nominee under President Trump. So we'll keep looking at this, but definitely, since it's a 4-3 decision, definitely something that's going to probably come up again.
It sounds like law enforcement, though, would welcome that decision?
Oh, they are really welcoming that decision. I'm sure they're down there not having to put the water on the plants and keep them in a, you know, specific place. I'm sure it's much better for them.
You can read about that and more in Sensi magazine. In the hard copy edition is available at newsstands around the metro area, including right here at the KGNU studio in Boulder, or you can read them online at sensimag.com. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.